Jalen Jacoby is brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven.
And now, Jalen and Jacoby.
We are going live virtually in the middle of the pandemic. Thank you so much for joining us here on Jalen and Jacoby. Look at Jay. Look at Jay in studio. I'm across the hallway in the studio. Let's start the show. He is Jalen Rose.
What up, though?
I'm David Jacoby.
In on the call check-in.
Together with Jalen and Jacoby, what exactly is it that we
hear
do?
About people. What they want.
Jalen, we used to do live shows in front of a live audience to get to see people and give people pounds and do pictures with them. But remember early in the pandemic, you'd have those big Zoom parties with all your friends where you would get together on a Friday night, maybe have an adult beverage. This is what we're doing right now. And no, it is not possible unless we had our sponsors, who we really appreciate for this. Of course, I'm talking about Bolt 24 and Straight Talk Wireless. And it's also not possible without you, our audience. And we want to say thank you so much. I know it's 7:30 at night in the East Coast, 4:30 on the West Coast. You guys took time out of your day to join us live, and we promise that we'll represent for you. We're going to talk about some NBA stuff, some NFL draft stuff. You guys sent us some soft move or boss move, some cultural or regional, and we got some stuff that's going to blow your mind. Jay, how do you feel right now?
I feel fortunate that we're 10 years into our podcast that has now become a television show, and we're doing live shows. And I see hundreds of people watching our live right now. And just so y'all know, that's more than the ratings of a lot of TV shows. So we appreciate it very much. We really do. And we got a great show in store.
Yeah, we do.
Got a great show in store.
Like I said, we had Kyle Pitts on the show today. We're going to tell you what he said. We're going to ask Jalen what he thinks the Lions are doing. Lions are at a pivot point, like the 49ers in the draft. They can go a lot of different ways. But before we get to the NFL draft, there's a couple NBA topics I want to talk to you about. First thing I want to do is just take a look at the Western Conference standings. Because there was a while on the TV show, I said we were pretty much locked in. We are not locked in. The Jazz lost two straight. Didn't just lose two straight, Jay. Lost two straight to the Timberwolves, back-to-back style. Obviously, they're without Donovan Mitchell, who's out. But Jordan Clarkson's kind of cooled off the second half of the year. And they're having trouble guarding guards. Jalen, they're only ahead of the Suns by one game. The Clippers by two games. Do you think this Jazz team is going to be the number one seed as we head into the playoffs with only about 11 games left?
I think the Jazz still find a way to maintain the number one spot. I know right now that one game looks really slim.
Mm-hmm.
But Jordan Clarkson is likely going to be sixth man of the year. The Utah Jazz are on a historic pace to make as many threes per game as any team in the history of the league. They play defense, however. You don't see the mistakes by Rudy Gobert late in games that ended up giving up a layup to D'Angelo Russell.
That's tough.
You normally don't see them make plays like that. I think they find a way to get it fixed. I think they hold it down until Spider Mitchell returns. And props to the Suns for pressing the Jazz and the rest of the Western Conference. They weren't even in the playoffs last year. Now look at that. They got a better record than the Clippers and the Lakers. Just think about the Phoenix Suns got a better record than the Clippers and the Lakers. So I want to give them props, but the Utah Jazz going to get the number one spot.
And I think that Chris Paul deserves all the credit in the world. And Jalen, you know, I got a little bit of negativity in my heart. And I think Chris Paul has proven his influence over the win-loss record of a basketball game the last 2 years. But he's not the MVP. People talk about him in the MVP race. The MVP race is over. It's over, Mr. Rose. You've got an actual vote. I just talking to a microphone. You've got an actual vote. And you better tell me you're voting for the stretch mark five. You better tell me you're voting for my guy, Jokic, as the number one spot. And I think that Randall and Chris Paul and Dame Lillard and Steph Curry and Embiid and, you know, LeBron, they're all are going to be vote getters, but they'll be voted at number 2, 3, 4, and 5, not number one.
And in the voice of the late, great Mr. Vandross, it's over now, you and me, babe. Not that, by the way, Steph can't go on a historic run like he just had. Not like Giannis can't be just as dominant this year as he was the last 2 years when he won it. Not that Embiid and the Sixers can't have him play multiple games and try to press the race. But I want to give you guys categories of what happens in the MVP race from an actual voter. Here's how it works. It's not just because your team is good. It's not even because they're the first or second seed in their conference. You know why? You just heard Jacoby. He talked about an MVP race. He even showed odds. Did you see Spider Mitchell?
No.
Did you see Spider Mitchell?
Not even on there.
Right? He's their best player, their leading scorer. They're the number one spot in the West. They're not up there. He's not up there. What about Chris Paul? Was he up there? He just had a game-winning shot against the Knicks. Last night in the Garden.
Three of them.
He was about to cry on the show today.
No, they won. Knicks won today. Knicks won.
So they're not on there, right? And so I'm going to give you another category. The perception of injury. I'll call this the Kawhi category. Because I just saw the Clippers. Ain't they one of the top teams in the West?
Yeah, number three right now. Okay. 2 games out of number one. They could easily be number one.
And when you get a chance, look at his stats. He's actually balling this year.
He's also not playing right now. It's tough, ready tough for this? The season.
I got your back. Those 18, 19, 20 games that he's missed, just so you know, same as LeBron, because he's not in this conversation. Same as Embiid. Same number of missed games already.
How many did Joker miss? Then let's tell me out loud how many did Joker miss. You know,
There's the other category of really good player on a really good team that hasn't missed any games. And he happens to be top five in the NBA in points and rebounds and assists. The Joker is in the top five in all three of those categories. Murray is out. Michael Porter Jr. stepped his game up recently. I feel like our guy is about to go mainstream, Jacoby. You know how it was.
Oh, he's been mainstream.
You had down tapes, and you had your Black Moon tapes and your Big L. You was like, yo, spitting the verses. I remember being in school spitting E-40. I keep a mirror in my pocket because I practice acting hard. And people thought that those was my bars. And then they went mainstream. They got out of the trunk. And that's what's about to happen to our guy, the Joker. You coined the term stretch mark five. I hear people saying it. We talked about the Nuggets years ago. Now he's mainstream. And our guy, I believe, is going to win MVP this year.
He absolutely is going to win MVP this year. Now, Mr. Rose, one thing we know about this program is Adam Silver watches the TV show once a day, listens to the podcast twice a day. So he's definitely on this live virtual event right now. Like he's definitely there. And there is a policy that he's considering right now that he needs to hear from us about. They are considering making the play-in game permanent. So, Jalen, absolutely love this idea. However, this is not unanimous. So how do you feel about the play-in format?
Shout to Adam Silver. I think I'm going to be honest with you. I don't like it.
What?
I love it.
Yes. Yes.
Brilliant.
Yes.
Let me tell you a couple of teams that make this a brilliant idea. We're going to be talking about the Bulls as the season gets towards the end. They needed to make a move to go with LaVine. Because they're in position. So they added Vucevic. I know they struggled a little bit, and LaVine has dealt with COVID, but they're in a conversation. How about...
They ain't really in the conversation anymore.
How about Washington?
Now we're talking. I'm listening.
Feel first or second, depending on what day it is, with Steph in the league and scoring. And can I give a shout to my guy, Brody?
Yes.
Russell Westbrook is out here, triple-double, modern-day big old machine.
Feels like he's
trying to appreciate it. I can't even front. I can't even name some of the players on their team.
Oh, dog, they got some. They got, first of all, I want to give a big shout to Daniel Gafford. Daniel Gafford was on the Bulls, the team that they're now fighting for that 10 spot, and the fight's kind of over. Daniel Gafford was like a throwaway trade that no one ever remembered. Daniel Gafford is out here putting in real minutes. They got Garrison Matthews out there.
Shout to Garrison. Shout to Alex Lynn. You know what I mean? Shout to Anthony Gill.
Like, yo, I'm watching the game. I can't lie. I watch a lot of NBA basketball. I mean, I don't know who some of these guys are. Like, I'm like Anthony Gill, got Johnny Gill. Like, I don't even know who you are. Well,
they're in the conversation. And what about the ascension of other teams in the West? You know how much I love Memphis and Ja Morant. They just got Jaren Jackson Jr. back and Dylan Brooks. How about this? Steph Curry and Dame Lillard might play against each other during the play-in tournament.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Well, Jay, oh no, we can go there too. There's so many potential matchups. You get Ja Morant against any one of those two. And you can also have in the Eastern Conference, you could have the Celtics fall into it, which is a whole nother conversation where they're all of a sudden going from one of the teams that was supposed to be contending to fighting for their playoff lives. I love the play-in tournament so much. You know what else I love? I love our sponsor, Straight Talk Wireless. Straight Talk Wireless has been with us for a while, since we were on the radio.
They're consistent.
Before we get into some more topics, we just have to mention and just show our appreciation for the folks that are making all this happen, Straight Talk Wireless. It is now time for more Straight Talk. Sure, saving money feels good, always feels good, but cutting your wireless bill in half, that feels really good. Like walk-off home run the ninth inning good. Like three-pointers to win the game good. Okay, probably not that good, let's be honest, but it's still pretty darn good with Straight Talk. You get 25 gigs of high-speed data for $45 a month, up to 50% less than all the other guys, plus no contract, all in America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot when you can pay half? Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. Jalen, there's a lot we need to get to. We're just getting started. But there is something that I want to discuss with you, Mr. Rose.
Okay.
When the OGs speak, you have to listen. You have to consider their words carefully because they're wise and they've got more experience than you, and experience is important. Experience is knowledge. And to some people watching this Zoom right now, we're the OGs. But we have OGs, and one of those is Dr. Julius Erving. Dr. J.
Julius, the Dr. Erving.
And he was on a show, on a podcast, getting comfortable, and he was asked to name, I think, his top 10 players, like two all-time all-NBA teams. And he named a lot of greats. I'm not going to even bother you. You know who they are, right? But there's someone who they didn't
Karl Malone
put on the list. That was a gentleman by the name of LeBron James.
The King.
And here's what he said, quote, about LeBron James not being on the list. Quote, he's the guy who has led the charge in terms of super teams. When he put together a team in Miami, he put together a team in Cleveland as well. He put together a team in Los Angeles so he could pick his own team. I ain't going to pick his team. Your thoughts, Mr. Rose?
I just remember there was a period of time in my life in the 70s when I was like a fourth, fifth grader, when they actually taught writing in school and how to write in cursive. And I used to write Dr. J on my papers. And they laughed at me, dog. They teased me, dog.
Oh, man, I feel
they sorry, teased
buddy.
Me, dog.
You didn't deserve that, dog. I'm sorry.
You know what I mean? I had patches in my pants. I was still peeing in the bed those years. They're trying to destroy my self-esteem. You know what I mean? They're trying to put me in an anxiety-depressed state. But I found a way to fight through it. Thankfully of my family and friends' support. But here's what I'll say.
Jalen, as a serious journalist, I want to say that I think he was not naming his All-NBA all-time, just two teams, best teams of all time, and left LeBron's teams off. Just to clarify that.
Well, if you name 10 of the best basketball players of all time and you omit LeBron.
No, I'm saying the opposite, like two all-time teams. So he omitted LeBron's teams from them.
Gotcha. But I want to get to his larger point. There are OGs, like you mentioned, that do take it some type of way. When Kevin Durant leaves the Oklahoma City Thunder, and they were up 3-1, and joined the Golden State Warriors, who just eliminated them after he cried in the locker room with his teammates, and then go win two championships. Because Isaiah Thomas, if he would have left the Pistons and went home, I want to go home. Isaiah Thomas plays for the Pistons, and he wants to go home, Jacoby. You know what that is? To play with the Bulls, Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen. You think they could have used Isaiah?
Well, we know Isaiah and Michael Jordan had an opportunity to be on the same team in 1992.
I didn't think that correct. That way either. But this was prior to that. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But the point still stands. Don't dismiss when throwback players acknowledge their loyalties to their franchise. Because you have the Tim Duncan and Kobe Bryant type loyalty, but then you have the Reggie Miller type loyalty. Dame Lillard, so far, type loyalty. And so John Stockton type loyalty. Dirk. That shouldn't be dismissed. Dirk as well. Dirk is a great case study. Because mm-hmm. we look at his one championship with the Mavs like three. He's going to get more credit in the eyes of fans and media than Kevin Durant got for his two. So you can try to, like, I guess, reverse engineer. And this is what Dr. J is talking about. He understands that people ring count. So therefore, I'll leave OKC. I'll go join Golden State. I'll win two championships and then bounce because now people can't say nothing because I got two championships.
Yep.
I'll leave Cleveland to go to Miami. I'll win a couple of championships, then I'll leave. Now people can't say nothing because I have championships. And so for Dr. J to leave LeBron off, that's blasphemous. That's one of my idols. And shout to his son, Jay Irvin, my guy, who, by the way, has a son named
Jalen. We're going to get to some Jalen's later when we go to the NFL draft. Seems like every draft in the top 10 features at least three Jalen's. Like 30% Jalen's in the top 10. And this NBA draft is going to be, it's going to be all Jalen's. When your team picks in this NBA draft, you're going to have to wait for the second name to know who the player on your team is going to be. Because it could be Jalen Green. It could be Jalen Suggs. You just don't even know. Now, Mr. Rose, yes, we always like to hear from the people. We always want to hear from the people. We always love that we get our user-submitted questions, and one of them we're going to get to. We asked for some soft move or boss move questions. But before we do that, we have to mention the folks at Bolt 24. It's time to keep it real for a sec. The better you take care of your body, the better you feel. And that's obvious. That's why there's Bolt 24. With electrolytes from watermelon, sea salt, and no artificial flavors or sweeteners, Bolt 24 has a variety of offerings like Bolt 24 antioxidants with vitamin A and C, Bolt 24 energized with caffeine, Bolt 24 restore with collagen. So whatever your body needs, Bolt 24 has something for you. When it comes to advanced hydration for athletic wellness, Bolt 24 keeps it real. Pick up one at a retailer near you from the makers of Gatorade. I've tried Bolt 24. It is absolutely fantastic. And now, as always, it's time for our signature segment, We got a few. This is we started off this one, and that, of course, is soft move or boss move. And this is one that I've been wanting to talk to you about for a long time. The Oscars were this weekend. It was an Oscars like none other, obviously, the time that we're in. But Lakeith Stanfield, one of the best actors out there. He's been in some great classic films. And look at the outfit on him. So he wrote, pulled up to the Oscars looking like your uncle. But since it's a dry bar, I'm going back home. Good luck to the nominees, though. Jalen Rose, your film is nominated. You pull up to the Oscars, find out there's no booze, get back in the car and go home. Soft move or boss move?
Judas and the Black Messiah. That was my movie of the year, by the way.
Okay.
Definitely a boss move. Because here's the thing. When you leave the house as an adult and it's not for work, it's for entertainment. And let me tell you a couple of things that seem to be constant besides your friends. Drinks, music. If one of those things aren't there, it's off.
The Oscars are long too, dog. It's like four hours.
You got commercials.
You're just sitting there. They're not even showing you. You got this outfit on.
Right.
The movie doesn't win.
Some stuff is fresh. Win. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's not going to affect the outcome either way it go. How many times have you been to somebody's house or barbecue? And of course, there are people who don't drink. Big shout to them. Yeah. But when you are there and they don't have any beverages, how do you approach those situations?
Oh, that's easy. That's easy. I'm grown. I run to the store. That's awesome. I don't need you to provide for me. I didn't come here with my hand out. And if I show up to your house or a barbecue, I make sure I have everything I need. This isn't the soup kitchen. I'm showing up because to hang out, you know. And another thing about that is, like, he worked out that outfit like you do your Christmas Day outfit, like a month in advance.
He had it tailored twice,
and then they came and brought to him again to have it retailed.
Hey, Jacoby, I promise you, he didn't eat 48 hours before.
He got the hair dyed blonde and everything. And he showed up, and they showed him on camera like four times. It's running on and on. And he's like, you know what? Like, I'll watch this on TV. I'll watch this on my phone on the way home with a beverage in my limousine
or my
Uber or whatever. So one thing that's important is we hear from you. We got hundreds of people right now in this event. So we want them to vote on the poll. Right now you can vote on the poll, whether it's a soft move or boss move, to leave the Oscars. I mean, it better be like 100% boss move, right? Like 100%. I'd be shocked if it's going to be 90 because there's always someone who just wants to like mix it up.
Definitely 90%. A boss move, in my opinion.
And we got one from one of our people here. This one is just wild to me, okay? Cleaning the shower naked and then taking a shower when you're done cleaning it. Soft move or boss move? Now, first of all, I'm sure you got cleaning people on cleaning people on cleaning people, so you don't even clean your own shower because you're rich. But I clean my own shower, okay? Semi-annually. I'm not doing it every week. Because, you know, I feel like the soap and the water clean itself. You know what I mean? You know? But I definitely don't do it naked. I definitely don't do it. Too much bending over for me to do it naked.
So here's what I actually do, though. I'm kind of a neat bathroom freak a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Like I'm really tidy in the bathroom. I wasn't always like this. Like, this was one of my goals when I was young. Like, I'm gonna get rich. I'm gonna make it to the league. You know, it's just like one of those things that motivated me. Like, when I was young, I wasn't using the bathroom and then wiping up the stains. Or if I left stains after doing a number two, wiping them before I got up always. But now I'm an adult, I'm a father, I'm a founder of a school. So you know what I do now, Jacoby? Before I start the steam, like, I turn the steam on. I can't front. I spray a little vapor, a little eucalyptus to get it right. But I can't front. I do a little wiping and cleaning before I actually allow it to get steamed up for like 20 minutes.
Good. Disinfectant's very important.
But I'm not naked. That's the part that kind of threw me off. I'm not naked.
No, no. I'll have some shorts on or something. Some shorts. I'm going to say soft move. I don't think you should be cleaning naked.
Well, one of the things that I just, for me personally, I try to be least athletic as possible when I'm naked.
Okay. I mean, I didn't consider cleaning an athletic event, but continue, yeah, Mr. Rose.
Not trying to do gymnastics while you're naked.
Yes, you know, I think that's fair.
That's not the time you want to do your push-ups, sit-ups, and calisthenics.
I think that's fair. I'm going to move on before we get, before we get kicked off the live Zoom here. Owned by the Disney Corporation. Love the Disney Corporation. Love our sponsors. Straight Talk Wireless, Bull 24. And Mr. Rose, it's time for another one of our signature segments. Of course, if it's not soft move or boss move, which one is it, Mr. Rose?
Cultural or regional.
Of course it is. It's time for cultural regional again. These questions come from you, our audience, live here at this virtual event. Big shout out to all of you. First of all, from Jalen and I just want to say thank you so much for just taking the time out of your day to join this. You know, there's hundreds of people on this right now, and we would love to be in your city. We'd love to be on a tour. We'd love to be taking pictures with you and chopping up with you and all that. But the panty got us, but not for long. Get vaccinated. Moving on. This is from Alex Mataloni in Royal Oak, Michigan. A lot of people from Michigan hit us up. This one, I'm going to let you go first. Is mixing water with the last bit of shampoo or body wash that you can get out of the bottle cultural? I look more like Jacoby, he says, Mr. Mataloni.
I think this is definitely cultural. And it is something that I've done, my ancestors have done, family members have done since the beginning of time. You got to make it stretch. And it's not just like the soap in the bottle. It's like the Crisco that's sitting on the stove too. It sat there forever. You frying the chicken, you frying the fish, you frying whatever. And when you done, you pour it back into that blue key.
Can't spill. Don't spill. You got 100%. You got to shoot 100% from that field when you're pouring the grease in the Crisco can. I'll also say this, Jalen Rose, and this, I would not lie into microphones. We have a policy about no lying into microphones.
Absolutely.
This morning, pump hand soap bottle next to my sink. I go to spray it. All of a sudden, water everywhere. Much less viscous of a liquid in there from before. And I knew that my wife knew that we were low on the soap, just put a little 4 or 5 ounces of water in there, but it didn't even hit my hand. Like, I'm expecting it to droop down out the bottle. It'll strike me down right now if I'm lying that did not happen this morning. That did happen. And I'm going to say, I don't know if it's cultural or regional. I don't know.
I believe that it is.
That might be.
I truly believe that it is. The people that give us the final answer.
We got one more from Holland, Michigan. A lot of Michigan interactivity.
No doubt.
I don't know why that is. A lot of Holland.
My peeps coming through representing.
Shout out to Holland, Michigan. David Babineau wants to know. I can't even get through this one. Leaving music on for your pets when you leave the crib, cultural or regional?
Definitely cultural. And I want to take it a step further.
Who's doing that?
I want to take it a step further, fam. You ready for this?
You better not leave your music off for a fish. You better not leave it off for like a turtle. Like, come on. Hey, like dogs only. Hey, dogs man. Only for the music.
Hey, fam.
Only dogs get the playlist. Only dogs get the spot in my playlist.
Let me tell you something. I'm from the hood for real. I'm about to tell you something that's so cultural and ghetto. Leaving the music on just in case intruders decide to come in when you're gone, they hear the sound. How about that?
I like that. See, I don't have to worry about that in Pelham. I have to lock the doors. But here's one thing I will do, though. I'm not going to play music for my pets. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to spend time and energy putting together a Spotify playlist for Sparky the dog to listen to so he can dance around with the cat or whatever. But I got this.
But there are people that look like you that would.
Probably.
People that look, hey, like,
oh, people look like me. Same
people who dogs sleep in the bed.
Make out with the dogs. Yo, that dog tongue. That dog
in the mouth.
Yeah, you know what? I'll let a dog like lick my face if I'm close to that dog. You know what I mean? But like, you can't kiss me on the mouth if you're a dog.
No. This can't be every day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, you gotta learn not to do that.
This can't be every day.
Also, I don't like people that like allow their dogs to jump up and like give like human hugs. You know what I mean? Like, you're a four-legged animal. Don't put your paws on my shirt. No, you know what I'm talking about. Them dogs that jump up to say hi and put their paws on you. Like, no. You gotta teach your dog not to do that.
The one thing about being tall, I'll show you what to do about that. Just lift up your knee. That's how you stop that.
Oh no, I'm Derrick Henry with the stiff arm.
I lift up my knee.
And they tried twice too.
I get that chest, neck, chin area all day with my knee.
Derrick Henry with the stiff arm. Absolutely. Big shout out to Alex and David from Michigan that wrote in for us.
Appreciate the love.
Really appreciate them. Now, Jalen, we're getting closer to the draft. We're getting closer to the draft, second by second, minute by minute. And there's some pivotal points in the NBA draft. Some real pivotal points. Okay, what, you eating paper? What is happening?
No, tea.
Oh, okay. Got the tea. All right. Can't see that well. Shout out to you. I got the coffee. He got the tea.
That's what you give.
Adult beverages after the show.
My vision.
Adult beverages after the show. But that's us. We're speaking into microphones for the Disney Corporation. But you at home? You partake?
Good point. Hold on. Yeah. Right now, to every Jalen and Jacoby supporter, please lift up your beverage and let's do a family toast. To 10 years of family.
I got the coffee. See, it's a coffee. It's the coffee.
Giving the people what they want. There has not been a podcast created. There has not been a pitch meeting done about a podcast that human beings in that meeting didn't refer to this show.
And we appreciate your support because there are hundreds of people that are here. Like, y'all took effort. Like, some people that see us on TV, they're just watching ESPN. But the people that listen to the podcast, the people that are here with us right now, like, that's real, real love. And I appreciate you. It's like, you could be anywhere in the world right now. You could be, and you could put anything on your screen right now. And you're here with us. And we really, really appreciate it.
I'm fresh. I didn't realize how fresh I was.
Yeah, kind of. I'm freshest out the two of us for the first time in our life.
Yeah, that jacket is.
I'm the freshest at the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy Jaguars. You know what that is. Now, Jalen, as we get ready for the NFL draft and the NBA draft, there are just so many Jalens in it. So many Jalens in it. I got a call one day. Pablo Torre from ESPN Daily. Do you know what Pablo Torre had to say? He said, I want to do a show just about the origin of Jalen as a first name.
That's dope.
Here's what he's going to do with this show that comes out on Wednesday. That if you're listening to this now, it is probably available to you right now. Jalen, he's going to do real research. Like, I Googled it once for like. He did real
research. Pablo's smarter than both of us put together.
Oh, he's like a real journalist researcher. And right now, if you don't subscribe to ESPN Daily, you should. And then Wednesday, so if you're watching a live show, it's tomorrow. But Wednesday, or it's already out if you're listening to this, it's going to be a very special episode of ESPN Daily exploring all of the Jalens in sports. And there are a lot. Jalen Johnson, Jalen Suggs, Jalen Green, Jalen Brown, Jalen Ramsey, Jalen Hurts. There's just so many.
Jalen Brown.
The original Jalen.
Jalen McDaniels.
Jalen Rose. There are so many Jalens. I'll never forget the moment when Michigan Wolverines about to win a football game and they got their punt blocked. And Jalen Spartan picked it up and ran it in the end
zone. I could not believe that was happening in my life.
I could. I've seen the Harbaugh era in Michigan. I can believe it. Shout out to Harbaugh, friend of the show. So, Jalen, we had Kyle Pitts on the show today.
Okay. Beast.
And
by the way, can I tell you guys something? David Jacoby created a term in sports called die easy,
mm-hmm.
which means that he's riding with the Knicks this year. but he wasn't riding with the Knicks last year.
Oh, no, not even close. No, no, didn't pay attention.
The
no,
only person that I've ever seen you be loyal to is Kyle Pitts.
Love Kyle Pitts. Because you know what? I didn't watch every Florida game this year. But I prepare for the draft. I saw a couple of Florida games. I knew who he was. I knew because he's a top prospect. But I did the research, went to the YouTube highlights, looked at the stats. And I was like, this dude is unstoppable. And he's playing against SEC opponents. Because when you talk about Zach Wilson or Trey Lance, you have to say like, well, they look great. But I don't know if they would look great against different opponents. But Kyle Pitts is playing against the best college defenses. And he's eating them up. And he was on the show today. And there's a little bit of a rumor that's sort of bubbling out of the surface. That's nothing to do with Kyle. Because we both know he's going to get picked by the Falcons. He's going to be the first non-quarterback pick. If they don't pick him, they pick Jamar Chase. They made a mistake. That's fine. But there's a domino effect to this. You bring in a wide receiver like Chase. You bring in somebody, a tight end slash wide receiver like Pitts. Julio Jones, all of a sudden, there's always been rumors about him going somewhere else. The rumors are getting louder and louder. It wouldn't happen until mid-June because of the salary cap hit and some nerd stuff I don't want to get into. But Jalen, would you trade Julio Jones to clear up future cap space to prepare for a post-Matt Ryan era in Atlanta if you were the Falcons?
I'm going to say this fast because it's blasphemous. Yes.
Oh, good. I know you don't want to say it. I know you well. I know how hard that, I know how much that hurts you. Your phrase is going to get back to Julio. You're going to see him somewhere because you're in Atlanta all the time. I know you're in Atlanta a lot, but it makes perfect sense. It makes perfect sense.
If you're Atlanta, you're in a salary cap driven sport. When you take Kyle Pitts, he going to be a max player. You know it when you pick him. Mm-hmm. So you already got to start clearing out cap space for him. That's just how the game works.
And Matt Ryan's going to be around for five more years.
And so the iteration of Matt Ryan and Julio Jones as your highest paid players, that starts to shift when you draft Kyle. And not only Julio, Odell Beckham Jr., Julio Jones and Odell Beckham Jr. will likely be on new teams next year. Just think about that. Name me the top receivers in the game, those would be two of the three or four names you would say.
Yeah, DeAndre Hopkins in there. We don't got to get into that list, but Julio Jones seems a lot more logical to me than a team like the Browns that's building momentum. That had a good season. I'm not won a playoff game, but won a playoff game. I'm right about that, right? I remember everything. Won a playoff game and didn't have Odell Beckham. So if you're trying to take the next step, don't you think a star receiver would help you take the next step?
No, I'm going to tell you what helped you take the next step. Jadeveon Clowney. Mm. See, what ends up happening in football is the Chiefs. They play arcade because they have so many weapons, right? But when you get to the Super Bowl and you don't score a touchdown, it's because the Tampa Bay Buccaneers also invested in their defense.
Yep.
And it's like a pie, everybody. It's not even slices. And Jacoby will tell you he's a pizza professional. In sports, it's not even slices for everybody. And if you're going to have Julio and his salary, that's a big slice. Same with Odell Beckham. And if we win it without him, we got to pay Baker. We got to bring in Clowney to go alongside Myles Garrett. We already got two of the best backs in the game. We got to keep Hunt and Chubb. And so it's not that Odell Beckham isn't a fantastic talent or Julio Jones isn't a physical beast. Is that they're going to end up somewhere else. And I'm just going to tell you something. One of them guys going to be with the Patriots. Watch.
No.
Watch.
No.
I guarantee you. One of them guys going to be with the Patriots.
See, this is why you join the virtual live show. This is why you join the virtual live show. This is why you had to fill out the thing at bit.ly/JalenJacoby because Jalen saved some of his nuggets. I know what Jalen has to say off wax, but this is why you joined the live.
You know, as a Die Easy Patriots fan, how this works. Bill Belichick is just sitting back like Birdman doing this, waiting for these guys to shake loose. And by the way, waiting on to see later if Aaron Rodgers can shake loose, like Tom Brady shook loose from him.
Oh, no.
Bruce Arians is like the OG quarterback whisperer now. He like, let me see what's going on with such and such when he's unhappy with his situation. So don't be surprised. Odell Beckham Jr., Julio Jones, new teams next year.
You heard it here first on the virtual live event from Jalen and Jacoby, hosted and sponsored by Bolt 24 and Straight Talk Wireless. Now, Jalen, this is going to be an interesting night for the Detroit Lions. Now, I know you love the Lions. Look at you with the sombrero, the Mardi Gras beads, the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy patch. I know you love the Lions, Jalen Rose. And the Lions have the seventh pick. And the seventh pick in this year's draft is an interesting spot. Seventh pick, you're going to get a quality player. Now, you know, like Penei Sewell will be there. I mean, he won't be there. He'll probably get drafted by the Bengals or something. But that's an offensive lineman who's going to go early. But you're going to get an opportunity to draft one of these quarterbacks. It's going to go Lawrence Wilson, pivot point at number three. Could be Lance, could be Jones, could be Fields. But one thing I do know, it's not going to be Lance, Jones, and Fields all off the board by seven. Jamar Chase will probably be off the board. Penei Sewell will probably be off the board. Pitts. One of those quarterbacks, Kyle Pitts, and then the two quarterbacks aforementioned. That's six. So there's going to be an opportunity to draft Heisman Trophy winner, national champion, DeVonta Smith. Or
he a gazelle.
One of these quarterbacks, Trey Lance, Mac Jones. Maybe Justin Fields, probably not Justin Fields. But let's just start here. Quarterback or Heisman Trophy winner, electric receiver, DeVonta Smith. Now, there are some presumptions in this question, but I've been doing my research, and I think these presumptions are going to work out.
This correct. Is tough.
So quarterback or receiver first?
So for anybody that's questioning DeVonta Smith and thinking that his lack of bulk is going to stop him from being a productive wide receiver, the game has changed. I remember when this was said about two different people, Randy Moss.
It's always a yeah, but right around the draft, it's always a yeah, but.
This was said about Randy Moss, like everyone.
Trevor Lawrence doesn't love the game of football. Whatever. I've seen him play football. You don't need to love it.
Here's another one. Kevin Durant.
Ooh. Oh. It was I'll put another one on top of that, dog. I thought Steph Curry was too small to be a successful NBA player. Like I was like, yo, no chance. No chance. That doesn't work in the league. Like I knew what I was talking about. Like that'll never translate.
And now I'll take Johnny Kane right now.
Breaking records. Right now. Breaking right records, now. Greatest shooter the
team's
ever seen. Like I straight up really thought that. Like if you would have caught me before the NBA draft that year, I'd be like, oh, Steph, nope, that's not gonna work. But continue.
If you're the Detroit Lions, the two greatest quarterbacks in the history of our franchise are Bobby Lane and Matthew Stafford, who just so happened to attend the same high school in Texas. I cannot make this up.
Huh. Did not know that.
The only other quarterback situation in the NFL that I've watched be worse than ours is the Bears. And that's because they're in our division. Like, the Bears always have a – like, shout to Jim McMahon, but the Bears always have an iffy or trash quarterback.
Jim McMahon didn't win that Super Bowl for that team.
No, but they always have a stout – but unlike us, though, and this is where I answer your question, unlike us, though, they had an identity. Every time I watched the Bears play, it was about their middle linebacker. It was about their defense. It was about their physicality. And it was about running the ball. They had an identity. And I bring that up because the Lions don't have an identity. And how we can craft one is with physicality, not with a receiver. I love Jamar Chase. I love DeVonta Smith. I think they'll be game-changing players. But we need a quarterback first. And if we can't get a quarterback, I would say physicality defense. So now I'm going to tell you the quarterback I want us to get. Trey Lance.
Might be available. Might
That's
be available.
What I want us to get.
I could see it. It could go Jones, Pitts, Sewell, Chase, and then he would be there. Lance might be there.
And by the way, when I'm creating an identity, I don't mind being wrong. You know something that I've never watched my Lions have in their prime? A dual threat quarterback.
Rodney Pete.
Pocket passer.
He was my age by the time he got to yell anyway. He wasn't USC Rodney Pete. I'm just trying to think. But hold up. Shout to my guy Dan Orlovsky. He was a mobile quarterback.
Dan, get Jacoby. You know I ain't throwing no shade at none of my Lions. So here's what I think we should do.
I would never throw shade at Dan either. He's the absolute
best.
That's
family.
He's
the best. And Dan killing it on TV. You know how much I love that.
Killing it.
So I got to tell you this. There are two names. When we do a show on Friday, if the Lions don't take, I'm going to be like Drake. Upset.
Oh, no. You're upset. Name the names. Give us the names.
Trey Lance or Justin Fields.
Can't pass on either of those at that spot.
We got a chance. Now, for you Jared Goff supporters.
Shout out to Jared Goff.
I got to
him. Nothing wrong with him having an understudy for a year.
If the Green Bay Packers can draft Jordan Love in the first round, we could draft a quarterback in the first round. If the San Francisco 49ers can move up to take a quarterback at 3 and Jimmy Garoppolo took them to the Super Bowl, when the last time the Lions been in the Super Bowl?
Never a clock.
We can take a quarterback. Because can I tell you something else?
No.
That's the only position that people don't draft for depth because of the ego of the player. And I like what the great American philosopher David Jacoby always tells me. In baseball, their farm system.
Yep.
Their pitchers coming. Yeah, Every team still got a backup quarterback anyway.
Yeah.
I've seen Nick Foles, Jeff Hostetler, backup quarterbacks actually win the Super Bowl.
Jalen.
So I believe if Jared Goff for 2 years on his deal, we got to take one of those two guys or I'm going to be upset.
It is time for our third and unfortunately final signature segment. It's time to go behind the curtain. Now, when we go behind the curtain, usually it's something about the world of athletics, but because we are doing this virtual live show and we are trying to give the people what they want, we took questions from y'all. That's right. These people right now in this event, we took questions from you. And the first one is from Jose Farias of Santa Maria, California.
He said, Jose,
what's your favorite memory with each other outside of the podcast and or show? Now, this is what it's like working with Jalen.
That's a don't get fired question.
Yeah. First of all, let's just pass. Pass. I'm passing. I'm not trying to get canceled at 8 o'clock at night on a Tuesday.
Yeah, that's a don't get fired question.
Moving on.
Here's what I'll say, Jose.
Don't give Jose what he wants. No,
I got a good answer for him.
No.
Before we came to the show today, Jose, Jacoby and I got a chance to catch up and go over the rundown. And you know what I got the chance to do? Go in Jacoby's fat apartment. Wife was in there cooking. And when you got off the elevator, you could smell it on the entire floor.
Big shout to Joey Jacoby.
You could smell it on the entire floor. Big shout to Joey Jacoby. Got a chance to go say hi to my sister. Went downstairs. The kids was outside, off the water, just chilling, playing, enjoying an afternoon day. That's how we get down, like family. Yeah, we go champagne and campaign and enjoy giving the people what they want. But those are the moments that are precious.
That's family. My kids know Jalen as Uncle Jalen. And Uncle Jalen is known. His name rings around my house. Uncle Jalen's coming. I don't got to reintroduce Uncle Jalen like you got to reintroduce other people to your kids. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, you don't remember such and such? Like, we went to that restaurant last year. Like, no, Uncle Jalen is
I got to go back to the crab spot with him.
Around
you
got to
hit that, dog. That was crazy.
Man. At my birthday dinner, I just want a family
that
there.
That was a great time.
At your my birthday dinner, this is probably my favorite. I'm going to say my favorite memory in the last 2 weeks of Jalen Rose outside of the show was at my birthday dinner. I told Joy, I said, I just want to be the family. And Jalen was around, and it was just my family. It was my three kids, my wife, and Jalen Anthony Rose. I told Jay on the way there, I was like, oh, you don't got to stay the whole time. I know you're busy. You got stuff to do. Stayed the whole time. Paid the bill, even though I tried to make it so you wouldn't pay the bill. But you're rich. You can handle it. Really appreciate that. Jalen, we got one more question.
No.
One more question. This one's from Armando Fuentes in Queens. Shout out to Queensboro.
Shout to Queens.
Said, I've got a question for Die Easy Jacoby. Is there any team you would never root for? You know what the answer is? No.
No, you didn't. No. Really?
I grew up in Amherst, Massachusetts. Game. I had a picture of Wade Boggs on my wall before the 86 World Series when the ball went through his legs. I hated the Yankees. I hated the Yankees so much. I grew up in Massachusetts. I would go to Fenway. Fenway was my favorite building, my favorite man-made structure in the whole entire world. Red Sox hat. I had the red one with the blue cap. I had the all blue one. I had the all red one. I had multiple Red Sox caps. I was in the building game seven when they beat the Yankees in a 7-game series wearing the Red Sox cap. Almost got beat up in the bathroom. I love the Red Sox so much. Hate the Yankees. After going to like 75 Yankee games, I'm clapping for the Yankees. You know what I mean? I just find myself doing it. I like the vibe. You know what I mean? That's why I'm so Die Easy. I just like to be around happy people. Like if such and such hits a home run, he's wearing pinstripes, I want to stand up and cheer. I want to sit there with my arms crossed. You know what I mean? Like, I'm Die Easy, dog. This is part of the Die Easy lifestyle. More people need to do this. Make yourself happy. I like the collective cheer of the crowd. I want to be part of the celebration. I don't want to be sitting there while the other 27,999 people are having a good time. I'm just sitting there with a sour face. Nah, dog. Give me a Bud Light. Take me out to the ball game.
What about loyalty to your hometown or the team that your uncle turned you on to?
Whatever.
Or your favorite player when you was growing up made you fall in love with the squad.
Let me tell you something. I love my uncles. I love my hometown. And that favorite player is no longer wearing that uniform. He retired, probably cheering for another team anyway. For real. Like, you see, how many times you see one player go from one team to another, they're not like, oh, man, I can't even believe I'm putting on this uniform. That doesn't happen. You wore half the uniforms in the league.
I did. Half uniforms in the league. I did. So I'd be watching games. I'm like, go Phoenix. And I'm like, go Chicago. Oh, yeah, I got loyalty to Indy. I was there the longest. Shout to Detroit. That's my hometown. So
I do love the Pistons, though. Who the Pistons beat yesterday? They beat like a semi-decent team. Back-to-back. The Hawks, I want to say. Beat the Hawks, I want to say.
The Hawks.
Yeah, like the thing about Jay is because I'm watching League Pass. We're both obsessed with League Pass. And I look at my phone to see the scores, go to the good games, go to the high-profile games I know we're going to talk about in the show so I can, like, really lock in. Jay, like, just watches Pistons games. And during commercials, he checks it on the other ones. Like, they're like, I don't even look at the stands. They're like 7 games out to play in right now. He's like, all right, 11 games left. If Chicago and Washington and the Cavs lose out, if they go 0-11, you know, like, that's how much of a fan you are. And then loyalty doesn't pay off, dog. That's one of my hottest takes. Loyalty's overrated. Loyalty's overrated. Loyalty's overrated.
Oh, man.
Let them offer me Ernie Johnson's job. I'm gone.
We have to bring Dr. J on the show. I'm going to have to talk to Dr. J about you. You know?
Yo, Dr. J is my guy. UMass. UMass graduate. University Without Walls. Went to UMass. That's my hometown. Amherst, Massachusetts. See, I love my hometown. Mm-hmm. UMass won a national championship in hockey. Now, Jalen Rose.
Michigan won one in gymnastics.
We got to bring this to a close, you know.
Oh, it's over?
Yeah.
Good night, sweetheart. It's time to go.
Bo, 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 bo. I hate to say it, but it has to be so. I say that to my kids. I just want to say thank you so much to, first of all, the staff here. And I can't name everybody, but Tessa, Elizabeth,
thank you, Michelle, staff.
Demetrius, PG, and of course, Taylor, and everybody else that
ended again, with the production. My God.
And I also want to say thanks you again to Bolt 24. They've got three different type of wellness beverages. One gives you energy, one's for restoration. They've got a great line of products made from the makers of Gatorade and Straight Talk Wireless. They'll always give you the Straight Talk for 50% off.
This is fun.
Why pay a full bill when you
we
can pay?
We should do this like once every like week or two. This is dope.
Well, until the next virtual live event, I want to say goodbye. And Jalen, we will be back tomorrow. Why is that?
We love you guys so much. We're not done. We're not done. We're not done. We appreciate the love and support. See y'all tomorrow, 2 p.m. ESPN2. DBR the show. DBR the show.